The rain came down and kept coming down this morning in Oklahoma City. They got 1 to 3 inches of rain every hour, creating flash floods, submerged vehicles, and stranded drivers. And there were some dramatic swift water rescues. Mark Woodard is the deputy fire chief for Oklahoma City, and he joins us. Could you describe how bad this flood was and how deep and how quickly it rose?
Well, from probably the storms moved in here this morning in Oklahoma City or in the early morning hours around 4 o'clock. At 5:30 a.m., it's really started picking up as far as our call volume goes. Our dispatchers were pretty well overwhelmed. We had so many calls coming in. We've had anywhere from 7 inches of rain in one part of the town to 10 inches plus in another part of the town. We went on numerous water rescues, citizens stranded in their vehicles, also in their places of business, even in their homes. We've made well over 50 rescues this morning between the hours of 5:30 and 1:30. So all of our crews have been out and been very busy this morning.
A lot of people were stranded in cars. How are you able to get to them and get them out of those vehicles before the waters reach the roof or even above that?
Well, we use our what we call a Zodiac boat. It's somewhat like the Navy SEALs boat that you see on TV. It can get to people in tight spaces and in the high water. We also have a flat bottom Rescue One boat. We utilized our Oklahoma City Police Department boat, Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department. We utilized their boat to rescue these people that were stranded. Most of them were, 100, 200 feet, off of a dry land where we had to make our way out to rescue them, and that's why we did it.
I actually saw one of the rescues on video, and I wondered, what must it have been like to be inside that vehicle? What kind of state are they in when you pull them out?
Well, from time to time, we have some flash floods here where we have that, and normally they're in a little bit of shock. They're terrified, and they're scared to death, and rightfully so. But I just want to warn anyone that, if you're going to drive into water that you don't know how deep it is, just to turn around and go the other way. But we have rescued several people this morning. Some of them, they just get caught. They don't realize how deep the water is, or they don't know the terrain of the land that well, and they just don't realize that they're going to submerge their vehicle in 4 or 5 foot of water.
Now, I understand that there's some concern around the Silver Lake overflow and a nearby dam complex. What's the situation there?
There's an area of town. We have a residential neighborhood called Ski Island, and it has a lake in the middle of the area, in the middle of the residential area there, and we are monitoring it. But right now, the storms have passed on through, and they've moved northeast. And we've got some more coming, but I don't think they're to the extent of what we've experienced earlier today. So hopefully we'll be all right there. But we are monitoring that situation very closely.
The question you hate to ask, loss of life.
At this point, I'm not aware of any. We've made several dramatic rescues, but I do not know of any fatalities at this time.
Well, Mark Woodard, thank you so much for making time for us. It sounds like your job is not over.
We're still working. We'll be working throughout the day.
Mark Woodard is the deputy fire chief for Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City was hit this morning with driving rain and flash floods.